Today is a special day for all of South Sudan as it is SPLA Day, a public holiday celebrated annually on May 16 to commemorate the formation of the then rebel group. And on this day in 1983, a group of mutineers from the Sudan Armed Forces opened fire in a barracks near Bor, forming the core of SPLA. And so this event led eventually to South Sudan's independence. Despite the significance of the day, there would be no official celebrations to mark the 40th anniversary of the army's inception. SSPDF's spokesperson Major General Lurwai has urged on colleagues to celebrate in their own way and respectively and positively reflect on how far the army has come.
16 May of 1983 was the beginning of SPLA led war of liberation, which culminated in the independence of our country on the 9th of July 2011. On that day, 105 Battalion under direct command of late Karabina Kwanyin Bol engaged enemy forces in Bor Town. They were also followed by another company in Pibor under the command of Captain David Yetmachoch. And then on 6 June of the same year, 104 under the command of late Major William Nyonbany also engaged the government forces in IU. And all those commanders with the troops flocked to Ethiopia, and then that marks the beginning of the inception of SPLA and the War of Liberation.
Yes. Just briefly, how relevant is that particular day to today? Because there was a lot of division that happened after that, and also fighting within ourselves after an independent country. How relevant is this day still?
We have put it aside to remember our veterans. We initiated the War of Liberation. We put it aside to also mark to remember the fallen heroes and heroines. And it is the initiative nearly 40 years ago we led where we are, regardless of our internal division. The most important thing, as I speak with you, is that we have an independent nation with all the symbols of a sovereign state. So that's the most important thing, regardless of our internal difference.
Is there some celebrations or marking it here in South Sudan, in Juba, or in other parts of the country? Is there an official celebration?
The answer is no, there will be no official celebration of the day. However, there are organizations that will do the celebration. I was reliably informed that one will take place at Medan Simba, and that the celebration will be led by Red Army Foundation as a civil organization. And then there's a second one that will take place in Bor at Malwal Chat, where the first bullet was fired by force loyal led by late Karabina Kwanyin Bol. So these two places will take place, two celebrations will take place in the place I've indicated, and maybe other state government will celebrate, but there is no official celebration of the day which will be led by the National Army, that is SPDF. Yeah. However, we would like to make it very clear that even if there is no official celebration being led by SPDF, let our people celebrate in their own ways wherever they will be and reflect positively on how far we have come.
The SPLA, of course, those years that struggled for the independence, many, including civilians, have hailed them as heroes. Now, compared to the current SSPDF, what needs to be done to bring that trust between the civilians and the army once again?
We have been taking steps in building image of the National Army, as well as improving our public relations with the local population. One, we have been holding workshops, seminars, conferences with the local population. We have been also punishing our security forces for crimes that they have committed as individuals against members of the public, as well as we have been going on air, advising them on how they should behave well when it comes to their interaction with the local population. So these are some of the steps we have been taking, passive steps and very aggressive steps to ensure that the local population is not hurt or harassed in any way by security forces.
All right. And just before I let you go, on this particular day of the SPLA Day, what message do you have for the army themselves and for those especially who have been struggling without salaries for a while?
Well, I would first and foremost say congratulations to veterans of SPLM, SPLA-led war, including those from Anyanya 1, those from Anyanya 2 also joined in the SPLM, SPLA-led war. Congratulations to you. Your efforts, your sacrifices were not in vain. We fought for a very long time, and those concerted efforts, the sacrifices, resulted in the attainment of independence 11 years ago. So let us reflect positively on our contributions, on our sacrifices, and let us work all collectively to improve the state of affairs in this country.
Army spokesperson Major General Lul Rai Kong, speaking to Sebit William there, as he says the SSPDF is not going to organize any celebrations, but there will be individual celebrations, group celebrations happening across the country.